Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
Hello.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show.
That's funny.
Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is available to answer your questions. She's a seer, conscious medium, and healer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She uses her natural gifts, the secret knowledge handed down through generations and her own life experience, as a survivor in her work as life coach and counselor. And she is here right now and anxious to answer your questions. Ada Marie, welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And did you have something you wanted to tell us to begin with?
Well, I wanted to be sure that I got on the show, so I tried to call in at 2:25, but I guess I called
in
too early.
So did I, and I, for some reason, we both of us had a hard time connecting today. But we are here, and it's great. So
good. Everything's fine. So
everything's terrific. Well, we have a couple of people who would like to ask questions. If you want to begin with a question, or would you rather just begin with something from your heart?
Well, I'm ready to answer questions, and with the heat, I think we're doing well if we can stay on the line answering questions, because the heat has been not very good to the phone lines.
Okay, maybe that was the problem. Okay, let's go and see who would like to ask a question. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Shamika.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Shamika?
Okay, well, do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. I've been in a relationship now for about 7 months.
My goodness, it's hard to hear you. Do you have a bad connection? Were you able to hear her, Anna Marie?
I couldn't understand. I could just hear sounds. I think it's the weather, and I think it's the heat. I'm hoping that she can speak slowly and loud so we can hear her.
Yes,
good.
I've been in a relationship now for about 7 months. Do you see marriage in the future?
In the relationship you're in?
Yes.
Well, it could go on, but it looks like that there's some little quirk there that you're not able to deal with very well. And please work that out before you make any permanent decisions to keep the relationship. And I'm not sure what that is, but there's something there that you need to work on and straighten it out. And you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to take care of that.
Okay.
Good.
Does that make sense?
Does that answer your question? Amika?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Okay. I'm going to move on to another questioner. And if hang on in there. You might find some interesting answers with other people's questions. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Hello?
Yes,
good
hello?
Evening.
How are you?
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Speaking with Mary from sunny Florida.
Okay.
Very sunny.
You have a question, Mary?
Yes. I'm wondering if you see someone interested in having a relationship with me at this time, possibly someone I already know as a friend or otherwise.
Well, I see several people who are interested in a relationship with you, but it seems as though either you're the timid one or they're the timid one, and it just isn't blossoming. So maybe a little laughter maybe a little, fun would bring somebody into the fray that would be able to enjoy your saying something and making a relationship with you. There just doesn't seem to be enough laughter there, enough joy.
Can you give me some idea, a little more specific, about who this or these persons are? I know one that is been a friend for many years, but he has a health problem, and another one who is moving up in his life and doing something else. I'm not sure whether the timing is there or what is going on.
Would it help, Ada Marie, if she gave you names?
Initials or anything that would identify them a little clearer?
I think you're identifying them pretty fairly. I think the second individual is really intent on the work they're doing. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a new enterprise. So.
Yes, and although he cares a great deal and would be a good relationship, you'd have to have the patience to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just is intent at what he's doing.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now, yes.
But, and again, that kind of an energy is very positive in a relationship. You can make it very happy and very loving and very supportive. So I think that if you stop to kind of look at it from another standpoint for a long-range relationship, I think it would turn out to be a very good one.
So it's worth taking a chance and possibly opening up to that possibility then, rather than someone else. The only thing right now in my part that's holding me back is a long-standing health problem, and I'm trying very hard to get this resolved because I would like to have a partner. Do you see me getting the right information and help so I get to...
What is your problem?
Well, I have continuous urinary infections, and they become antibiotic resistant.
Well, of course they would become antibiotic resistant because your system is not, antibiotics aren't made to help the system. And a chronic urinary infection really, really, really means that the fluids that are things in your body that are turning to fluids are not good for your body. Do you drink a lot of water or do you drink juice?
That's always what they ask me. And I drink water from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. Plus I drink cranberry juice and other juices. And I really stay hydrated, I believe, although it is extremely hot here. But I'm continually hydrating. I don't understand, what it is. I have some other issues with the stomach. I don't know if that's aggravating it or not. But
that's what's causing the urinary tract infection, the stomach.
I think it's coming from that.
It's from the stomach. Let me give you my phone number and call me later, okay?
Okay. Is there a charge for the phone call, or will I be able to speak with you?
I think you can speak with me.
Okay.
520-896-9510.
1-650, and that's okay.
I should remind everybody that Ada Marie very generously has offered a 15. Is it 15 minutes or 10 minutes 15. Free? I forget which, Ada.
It's 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's a free 15
very good.
Minutes, and it's,
thank you.
I'm pretty certain I know what she's done, and I know how simple it is to change it. So. She can give me a call if she wishes, and I'll share with her what I know.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good. good, safe holiday. Thank you.
You have a good day, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see. It looks as if I don't think we have anyone else waiting. 1 second. Let me just double check and make sure that, okay. Let's see. Nope.
Okay.
We don't have any other callers with questions. So,
okay.
I think, Mary, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still on. I have one quick question about my missing cat, if Ada has time to tune in, if she sees my cat around, if I'm going to get him back.
He's around. Have you got some food out there for him to eat?
Well, unfortunately, I can't put the food out because I have other critters here that come. There are people, though, in the neighborhood who do feed the strays, and I've got a couple inside that I don't want to get out, so it's a little complicated. He's an indoor cat, and he was spooked by something that happened, and no one has seen him anywhere. I've got posters everywhere.
Well, he may return and he may not. I don't see him returning, but he could. He could.
Yeah. It's iffy, I know. I've been scouting around, networking with people, but it's really so hot and so bad to be out too long in the heat.
Right, but he's under something to stay cool.
Well, hopefully he's
like
okay.
Like rubber or something, you know. He's underneath a box. He's underneath something.
Okay.
So.
I've been roaming around.
You'll have to wait until you see him show up.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I've been praying hard to St. Anthony, and if it's meant to be, I guess I'll get him back. If not,
that's right. St. Anthony's very good at finding things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for taking that. I'm surprised you don't have a whole lineup of calls today. Maybe they're all out going out on holidays. But,
it probably is because of the holiday, you know.
It's
right.
A holiday.
I wouldn't be surprised about that.
And it's also the heat, you know.
The
heat is very, it's amazingly hot. We're 110 right
now.
Well,
I don't know if it is. Where are you located?
In Arizona.
Oh, of course. Well, being in Florida, we have the humidity to go along with it, so it might be 94, but it feels over 100. I just make quick trips outside and back in again in air conditioning, and I'm trying to avoid the worst part of the day, and I particularly like all the explosions going off already in the neighborhood that I'm hearing, and I prefer to watch from indoors because it's a volatile time, and I just don't avoid all that. Scared the animals.
We don't have any of that here. People are very quiet.
That's nice. That's very nice. I had a friend go out to Arizona from here, and he said the only thing that disturbed him, not so much the heat, but he found the dust there very aggravating for his allergies. And he didn't really enjoy the climate all that much.
I bet he didn't.
Preferred the moisture, and he said it also dried his skin out pretty bad.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know whether that would help me either. But the humidity here is unbearable in the summer. It's
mm-hmm.
really a hard place to be in the summer. But,
amazing.
It's amazing.
I actually forgot this was a holiday. I've been so busy that I haven't hung up the phone since early this morning. So I just forgot it was a holiday.
You notice that the spirits don't have any. They don't recognize time, and particularly they don't recognize holidays. So
you're right.
I feel like the spirits have been jumping around in my residence because things have been dropping and popping and some funny stuff going on here. And I've been cooking and I've been cleaning and I've been very busy and staying outside, but. It just feels a little off.
I'm sure.
You know, and
right.
Most of my family is either on the other side or in another locale. So
right.
When you don't have your family with you, it's not quite as much fun. And,
right.
The neighbors, they kind of get a little rowdy. So I just kind of stay in for part of the holiday and go out.
Yeah.
And,
that's a good plan.
Okay. So I was just wondering, Ada Marie, would you like to give your website so that our listeners could go and learn
right.
more about the wonderful work you're doing?
Yes, it's Ada Marie at thegoldenoracle.com. The website is thegoldenoracle.com. It's a T-H-E, thegoldenoracle.com. So you can go there, and you can look at the blogs, and you can look at all the work. It's just, I've got tons of work on the website. So you'll get to know me very well if you go to the website and start looking around. There's a lot there to look at, and I'd be very happy to hear from you, either by email or by phone. I take calls until 7 at night, and I start at 7 in the morning. And the rest of the time, I try to sleep and cook and keep house like the rest of you. So your best bet is in the morning to call me around 8 or 9, and then it gets really busy after 9:30.
That's Pacific time, right?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Well, is it Pacific time we're on?
Yes, because Arizona doesn't have daylight savings time.
Right.
So in the summer, you're the same time as California. Mary, I'm going to suggest you hold on and listen, because a lot of times you'll find that you get answers to things that you were wondering about when other people are asking questions. And
that
we
is,
do have someone
oh,
else who wants,
yes, that's
who
so
wants
true.
To ask a question. Okay, hang on.
All
okay,
right.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
this
who are we speaking
with? Clark
what?
From Minnesota, Susan Clark, and I can't believe I found Ada Marie. She helped me
oh,
18
my goodness.
Years ago. Oh, my goodness. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, and she helped me get over that and change my whole life. And I haven't talked to her in years, and it's great to hear her on your show. She's a wonderful person.
Well, hi.
Fantastic.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm shocked to hear your voice. I'm fine.
I think
I'm
when
happy
you helped
and
me,
I'm
you
in
were
Eric.
Living in great. You're in Arizona now. You were in California before.
I was, and we moved here in 2001, and I'm in the Tucson area. So amazingly enough, many people have found me on the show because I didn't leave a trail out of California, you know. There were so many people. It had been impossible for me to get back to everybody, but I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Yeah, things are going well, but I just wanted to thank you again for getting me out of that chronic fatigue syndrome 18 years ago and turning my whole life around. You've done a great job. Thank
well,
you so much.
That's not difficult. As you found out, to get out of that syndrome wasn't really as difficult as they were trying to make it. And you are happy now. You look really pretty. Are you working, or are you doing something else? You just look radiant.
Well, thank you. Well, it's been 18 years, so now I'm doing more fundraising and volunteer work, but it's great and very happy, and you just turned everything around for me. Thank you for helping me do that.
Well, you're
it's
most
wonderful.
Welcome, and keep in touch. You can reach me at Post Office Box 230. Oracle,
okay.
Arizona, 85738. Just Ada Marie, that'll get me. And I would love to get a card from you. I will send you the new book I wrote. I wrote another small book, and I'd be happy to send it to you. No charge.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
We
and
will.
Good luck
thank
on your
you.
Show. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My goodness.
Well, wasn't that a wonderful treat? My goodness.
Really a wonderful treat. She's one of the nicest people. You could never find anybody sweeter or more caring and never complaining. Never complains. Just goes with the flow, and she's just wonderful. Magnificent.
That's so great. That is just marvelous. So you know, so many times we work with people and they get everything that they needed, and then we lose track of them, and we don't even know where they are or anything or how to be in touch with them. This is one of the blessings of these shows, you know.
Well, it is a blessing because she really has worked on herself. I mean, it was a labor of love to help her because she was determined, no matter what the doctor said, she was determined and she made it. And it really is your thought process of thinking of yourself in perfect health, tapping your temples with that perfect health morning and night. Believe me, folks, it turns you into somebody healthy and positive like that woman. She is an absolute jewel, and she's done it to herself, not because the doctors did it for her, but because she was determined to get well. And when I told her that that's what I did and I got well, you know, I was stabbed 26 mm-hmm. times, and I'm here to tell you I'm in perfect health. That's it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, please.
That's so wonderful. Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Put yourself in the third person and think of yourself as your own best friend. I say that all the time to people. If you have a best friend, it should be you. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when I get in a total mess, sometimes, and I know perfectly well, I can, if this was a friend of mine, I could get right in there and fix it up. So I say, I've got to help out my friend Mary.
Yes.
So it's funny, but we're right on the same wavelength.
Right. And you are your own best friend, but you have to put yourself in the third person to be able to look at yourself objectively. That's the secret.
Yep, that's
that third person is you. And if you put yourself in the third person, you can easily change everything because you're looking at yourself as a friend. And you are your own best friend. There's no question about it. Don't mistreat your friend. Don't mistreat yourself.
Absolutely. I agree perfectly. That is a wonderful, wonderful tip for any of us.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any more of those little gems?
I probably have a lot of them, but just like she showed up, and here we are, having a wonderful appreciation of how she changed her life by being her best friend and working very hard to get healthy, and she is healthy, and she is happy. And that's what counts. That's what counts.
Isn't
folks.
That great? Yeah,
if you,
it sure does.
If you're depressed, take a look in the mirror. Take a hard look in the mirror and say, I don't need this person, and I don't need this energy. And smile. Now, it's going to be hard to smile, but as soon as you smile, you'll catch yourself laughing at yourself. You'll be trying to smile, and you might even be crying, but the next thing you know, you'll be laughing at yourself. What kind of nonsense is this? I don't want to be a person that people don't want to talk to. And do you want to talk to people who are grumpy and sour and sad? No, you don't. So if you're feeling bad, get a hold of something that's happy and look at it and appreciate it. And do not wear gray ever, ever, ever. Do not wear gray. Gray creates a depressed condition in your life. And I can't
really?
Say that strong enough. Yes, just gray and black. Black is bad enough, but gray is horrible. because it creates depression, and it's very good at creating depression, and it's subtle. You don't know it until you get the stuff off.
How about that?
Believe me, it really can do a number on you. So if you've got anything gray, stick it in the back of the closet. Don't look at it.
That's amazing.
That's
I don't
true.
Think I have much gray because it doesn't look very good on me.
It doesn't look good on anybody. It really doesn't do anything for anyone. But it's amazing how people will buy something in gray and then put it on and wear it and then feel bad afterward. So it's just not a color to wear. You can use it for a lot of things, but not clothes.
How about that?
I know I have to say that to students especially.
Well, could we talk a little bit about your, is it a prayer circle that you have that people join?
Yes, I do have a prayer circle. And I also, when people come to the retreat, I have a retreat. And I do special retreats one-on-one. And when people come to that retreat, and I teach them how to use a prayer circle, it's so hot, the prayer circle, and then get their friends to join in the prayer circle. And all that means is that everybody picks a special time of the morning or evening to do a short prayer. You can do any prayer you wish. Your own prayer is fine. The Lord's prayer is fine. Any prayer, and be grateful in your prayer work to thank God and thank the angels and thank all the wonderful, wonderful helpers that you have that come forward and help you when you don't even know you're being helped. Now, I've found that I very often will just call on the angels and say, okay, today is a very good day, but I need to see all of you happy and helping everyone around us. Please help us and give us whatever we need to do so we can do it correctly. You know, and sometimes people say, well, I just cry. And I said, you don't need to cry. You just turn everything over to God. And somebody said, well, I carry such a load, I can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? You can't do what? You can't say, okay, Father, now you take this and send me back what I'm supposed to do. When I go to bed at night, I say, okay, God, now I've done everything I know how to do. You take over, and when I wake up in the morning, give me my assignment. And that's what I say every day. And believe me, the assignment is there. Trust me, the assignment is there. The phone starts ringing, something happens in the kitchen, something happens in the living room. It doesn't matter. I know I have to take care of it, and I know it's my responsibility because it came within my reach. Someone came one day, and I did their feet, and they were going in for surgery. And I said to them, I said, can you delay the surgery? And she said, funny you say that. The doctors delayed it for 30 days. I said, okay, come every other day, and within 3 weeks, your back will be fine, and you will do your homework, and you won't have to have back surgery. And she didn't. She did do her homework, and I worked on her feet, and I showed her what she was doing and how she got into the trouble with her back. And she's fine. No surgery ended up ever happening. So
wonderful.
It's a matter of people wanting to be okay and wanting to do what helps them to get well, and they're thinking they're well. They're thinking they're in perfect health, and they are. Well, you are what you think. Thoughts are things, and you become exactly what you think. And if you think it's fun to hurt, well, then keep hurting. If you think it's fun to be healthy, be healthy. Think health. perfect health.
You know, it's interesting you say that, the whole thing is that many people, they think maybe that somebody's going to do it all for them, and we have to remember that it's a partnership.
But the partnership is with God, nobody else.
Absolutely, of course
it is. It's with Him. I mean,
of course it is.
You know, I was laying there all a mess, and the lady said, mm-hmm. I don't think she'll make it till morning, and I just opened my eyes, and I said, I will. And I had everything yeah. I could do to say those two words, I will, and I'm still here. You know, you can't kill an Irish Norwegian. They don't know enough to lay down and die.
You know, the head of the Blanton Peel Institute of Pastoral Counseling, when I was studying, he used to say, pray as if it all depended on God and act as if it all depended on you.
On you.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
On yourself.
Exactly.
It does. Now, a few weeks ago, we did a show, and we were talking about things like this. And after the show, I must have got 6 or 8 calls, and they were all to say, tell me how to do it. Well, I'm going to tell mm-hmm. you how to do it. And for anybody listening, try it. You may think it don't work, but it does. And this is what you do. You write your name on a piece of paper and say, this is your best friend, so point your finger of your right hand at the name, which is your name, and say, I see Jane Doe in absolutely perfect health, laughing, smiling, and dancing. That's what you do. And you do that over and over and over. And then before you go to bed at night, you do your tapping at your temples of your perfect health. And when you get up in the morning, you do them again. It'll only take you about 3.5 months to get yourself back, and your sea legs will be strong and you'll be fine. And if you've had eating problems, just drink water for a while until your stomach straightens out. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know,
where exactly do you tap?
That's a trick.
Where exactly do you tap?
Yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying, folks? I hope.
And where
because
exactly
being
good
to yourself means that you care about yourself and you're going to take care of yourself. You don't have to be greedy. You don't have to be selfish. All you have to do is be good, be kind. Be understanding. And when your body says, I don't want that, don't do it. Don't eat it. Don't take it. Just be good to yourself. Put yourself in the third person and be good to yourself. I like me so you can. And that's what I tell people. I like me so you can. And if you don't like me, it don't matter to me, because there's always somebody else waiting there who would be happy to talk to me and would like me. And if you look at your life like that, you'll quit worrying about what other people think, because it doesn't matter. You're not going to change what they think anyway. They're going to think it no matter what you do. So forget about it. Let them think what they want to think. It doesn't matter. They're usually thinking about themselves in the same way. And so when they're thinking about you in a bad way, it's because they're thinking about themselves in a bad way and using your name. My dad used to say, if they're thinking bad and they're thinking bad about you, they're thinking bad about themselves. And boy, he was right. He was very right. You had to grow up to understand it, but I did finally grow up, you know. Yes, I finally did that.
It does help. Could I ask exactly where in your, you say tap, where do you tap?
Oh. Okay, you tap at your temples. You tap mm-hmm. the three fingers, the one, the thumb, the middle, and the other finger will fit exactly at the temple. And use those three fingers on each hand to tap your temples. And be direct with it. Don't be hard. Don't tap hard. That isn't going to get the job done. It's be gently tap the love of yourself for yourself as an individual, not to be deceitful, but, you know, be loving and kind to yourself, and then you'll be loving and kind to others, because you can only be to anybody what you are yourself. Doesn't that make perfect sense?
I think so.
Okay. When people are mean, and I never understood mean people, when people are mean to somebody, that meanness goes into them, and then they end up being sick all the time with something wrong with them, but they don't realize that they're doing it to themselves by being mean to somebody else or sending nasty
mm-hmm.
thoughts to somebody. Thoughts are things, and they can hurt
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They really can cause pain.
It certainly can.
Yes. So now, does anybody else have a question around?
I don't think so. I think just want to make sure, check in with Mary and see how she's doing.
Well, I'm still soaking this up because I've been tapping for some time, and I do believe
uh-huh.
in it. And I went to one workshop one time, and at the time I couldn't move my shoulders. They were frozen, and I was in rough
mm-hmm.
shape. They showed me how to do the tapping. I picked it right up, and from then on, I could move my arms right off the bat. I started moving them, and it works on everything. I try it for all kinds of things. You have to repeat
mm-hmm.
it. Always just go away immediately. You have to repeat doing it. But yes, I
right.
believe the tapping.
And continue
you know, while
to do
I was,
it.
I was listening. A thought of a good friend of mine came to my mind so strong that we were friends for a very long time, and she lost her business. And by golly, I haven't heard from her in almost 2 years. I've tried to reach out in different ways, and I never got an answer. I just wondered if Anna Marie would pick up anything on my friend Crystal.
Crystal, I was looking at your auric field. Can you tell me her last name?
Du Bois.
She's in Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on in Texas?
I don't know, but she is in Texas, and she is well and healthy. And you might search the internet in the Corpus Christi, Texas area.
Corpus Christi.
That's what I'm receiving. I
is
could be
with,
wrong, but that's what came when you told me your name.
Okay.
I saw her there.
Would she have moved with her family, maybe?
She could have. She's been there quite a while.
No kidding, because we were so close, and we were like sisters, and for her not to respond to my calls or emails or anything and not show up on anywhere, it just... It worried me that maybe something happened with her and the family. But I know she was hurting pretty bad when she lost her business and was living with her family.
Yeah.
So,
and I think she still is with her family.
Wow. But it's funny that she never tried to call me, or I don't understand.
Well, I'll explain. A lot of times people lose face.
Yeah.
When that happens, and they just haven't, they just can't face you.
I see.
They just
can't
face you.
It would never be that I've been judgmental or anything, because I've been really supportive, like a family member to her as she was with me. And
yeah,
we had
but
so
see,
much in common, and she was just like my sister.
Right.
And I
and
went.
That, and that, and although you felt that, and,
yeah,
and she knew you felt that, what really happened here is she was so overwhelmed and destroyed by her loss that she couldn't go any, she couldn't face you.
I see. Well, I can understand. It's like she kind of gave up on herself. So, you know, they, people give up on parts of themselves, which is their friends and other people, that they couldn't do more for themselves to help themselves. And
right.
But I would never have been critical or judgmental. I was very accepting like that. But I'm glad to know that she's, you know, still going on. But
yeah.
I always think, you know, maybe someday I'll hear from her or something.
It could happen at some later time, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep searching. I mean, Corpus Christi.
Well, somebody that knows her could have heard the program today, and they
yeah.
could tell her what you have said. And what's your name?
Well, I don't want to give my full name on the air for privacy, but I could tell you, you know, in private.
Okay. Well, call me. But what you can do on the air is you can say what area you are in. Like if you're in Texas, if you're in California,
well,
if you're wherever you are, you could say you're in that area.
Yeah, I'm down in Florida, but if she didn't, you know, feel comfortable connecting or had to wait to a certain point in her life, then I just have to understand that.
Right.
But,
right, you do.
I could understand her moving to northern Florida because there were family connections there, but people have all kinds of things happen because of jobs or what have you, or,
right.
you know, they might see something on the internet that the rents are good or whatever. I do have a couple of other friends in Texas, but not in that particular area. But
mm-hmm.
it just surprises me, you know, to hear that. But I know that she was very close to her brother who she lived with. So if they needed her because they kind of rescued her, she would go where she needed to go to help them as well.
Right.
And it, you know, the three of them, they could exist that way. But there were other
right.
families. Numbers to consider.
Right.
But,
see, that's people that care about each other. And a lot of families, the people, if you can't produce, then the family moves away from you. And I
right.
see that a lot, too, and that's pretty sad.
And she helped
people who need help probably just need a little bit, and they'll be back on their feet again and go running, you know.
Unfortunately, I don't have any family members that I can actually move in with, and
mm-hmm.
But I've offered other family members when I could, that if they needed a place when I had, of course, a bigger place, that they would not be without a home, anything
right,
else,
right,
and be with me.
Yeah.
But, right now, you know, it's circumstances have changed so much, and lots of family members, that my situation is totally different, and I don't
mm-hmm.
have the people I thought would be in my life, you know.
Right, right.
We always think this one will be here for me if, and life has no promises there.
Right.
We end up helping people we don't think we would help, and people help us that we don't expect.
Right.
And sometimes they just go out of our lives, and that's it.
Right. And
so,
and there's always God always has somebody standing by, amazingly enough, to be there for you when you need someone.
You are so, so right. The very
mm-hmm.
people that I thought would be there for me when I had critical illness with my parents, the people that they gave so much to, I really expected those people would be around. And very few of them were anywhere around and for very long. and people that were just casual, that were in my midst, but I never expected, they turned around. They were like my angels.
Right.
As long as I needed them. And I never would have expected that. Never.
I've seen that for many, many people and myself even, you know. Never anybody you would expect.
No,
the people
not at all.
You would expect don't show up.
That's right.
They quickly get out of your way.
It's amazing how that works in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never can afford to not extend help to people that need it other than those that are just plain users. But I mean, people that you know of, that you trust and are decent people when they need your help, because you never know when the time comes when you need their help.
Right, because you can't tell that. You have no way of knowing that.
Oh.
You know, just...
Your
consciousness has to be equal to say, I care, and, you know, I'm here. What can I do to help you?
Right. And I grew up in a family like that. I grew up with parents that always reached out if someone came to them and needed help, sometimes not to their best interest, but they always were there for people.
I was raised on a ranch in eastern Montana, and my dad, we had a bunkhouse for men who worked for us, but no matter who rode in, and in those days, a lot of people rode horses, and no matter who rode in, there was a place at the table for them, no matter who, or we didn't even know the name. They'd ride in, and if it was mealtime, set another plate. Kids move over and make room for the new person. We didn't even know by name, but there was nobody was ever turned away. They had a meal and a bed, even if it was a bedroll. They had a meal and their bedroll and a building to sleep in.
You probably couldn't do that much today. You never know who you would be entertaining.
It's amazing what they do today. I mean, you try to help them and they'll steer you blind.
Yeah, that's right, or worse.
Yeah.
I have a friend who grew up, mother was a rodeo queen out in Idaho. And we met here in Florida, and she ended up going back to her roots, and she's very happy there where she lost.
What was her name?
Sharon.
Sharon who?
Sharon Brown.
Oh, my. Wow. She's still alive?
Hey, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Her mother was a rodeo queen, and her brother is a cowboy poet.
Right, yeah.
Know the family?
Yeah, I know the family.
That's amazing. Well,
it is. That's a wonderful thing. Thank you. I'm glad to know they're both alive.
Oh, yeah, and, well, her mother passed away when she was only about 9.
Yeah.
And she was a rodeo queen, and she still posts pictures on Facebook of her mother, and she had her mother's red boots.
Really?
And she has a big clan of family, and they get
together. Oh, yeah, it's a huge family.
Oh, yeah, they had a big ranch out there in Boise, Idaho.
They did.
And
well,
she was married a few times, but she's pretty much roams the globe whenever she can. She's due to retire. And her kids grew up, and they got very prestigious jobs, one in federal government and one is just got a high-level job in London, traveled the world, and she has a very blessed life. And we met here in a spiritual church, and I was very sad when she had to go back for financial reasons, but we've stayed in touch through the years, and she just loved my family. She was like one of our clan.
Right.
And it's wonderful when you can still stay in touch because you have the computer and Facebook and everything. You still know where your friends are.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm not good on the computer, but, you know, I have people who work on it.
I learned, and I feel like if I can learn, anybody can. it just makes that.
It's just a matter of time. You have to have time to do it.
Yeah, sometimes it eats up too much.
My
computer was messed up for about 6 months, and I was having terrible withdrawal. I thought I'd go crazy not being able to find out what's going on with everybody. And finally, I got someone that found out the problem. But it's opened a world for me. It's wonderful. And
I'm glad for you. That's wonderful.
Well, isn't it a small world?
It is. It is.
Yeah, if you were able to get on Facebook, you would see all these people, and she posts all her travels. And she published a poetry book with a bunch of gals out there.
Mm, good.
She's a poet, too. So it's quite amazing. I mean, a whole different life. But she did the right thing. Spirit took her in the right direction, and she prospered. And
that's good. That's wonderful.
I don't
Those
think
are wonderful
Florida
things.
Would have been to her.
Right.
She's an Idaho gal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big difference in Florida. Florida can eat you up.
Total difference.
It's quite amazing. But things aren't, of course, like they used to be, you know, growing up in the... I grew up in the north.
Right.
And we always had family around us. I had a big family up north. But when we moved to Florida...
We lived in Montana, and we had a lot of family.
Well, it was funny because she was doing a lot of dating for a while, and she had met some rich rancher from Montana. And was always talking about Mr. Montana. And he has this, and he had that, and he was going to do so much. And she even went to visit him in his big ranch home and all. But then when she had a little bit of struggle, he kind of said, well, call your friends. You know, I'm not available or whatever. So she parted ways in a hurry with him, but she used to keep us up on all her dating, and she had plenty of dates, but that's all they were, is pretty much just wine and dine, and then when things got a little too heavy, then she backed off. It's just a different way of life.
I
take it too serious, but like they were a lot more generous than the men down here.
Right.
They're
I'm
looking
sure.
for a rich woman. They won't find it here. But even if I was rich, I wouldn't want that situation anyway.
No, not at all. I think we're running short of time here. How are we doing on time?
I think we are too. Well, it's been a wonderful show, and I'm looking forward to next week, and the same time, same place.
Yep.
You have. Is there anything? Any closing thoughts that you would like to?
I would like people who really need to know some of their answers that you can answer on the air to either email me at thegoldenoracle.com, Ada Marie, or phone me at 520-896-9510 between 7 in the morning and 7 at night, because I have to sleep. So I'm in bed at 7 at night, and I'm up at 4 in the morning. So morning is good.
The time difference for daylight savings time?
Oh, really?
It's about 6:30 here.
Yeah, well, I don't know what time it is here. I'm not in a place where there's even a clock.
It must be around 3:30.
Probably.
In the afternoon?
3:30 your time.
Oh, okay.
You are right on. It is 3:30 my time.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I know you're 3 hours. I'm 3 hours ahead of you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Call me if you wish, because I'm available.
That's great. Nice talking.
It's nice talking to you, and it's nice sharing these things. I'm happy to share them.
Yes.
So keep me posted of what's happening.
Will do.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a good holiday. Safe weekend.
You too. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you have any last thought for the listeners?
Well, you know, what my thought is, it's been this way for several days now. We are celebrating the 4th of July, which is a dedication of this nation. And I think everybody should thank God that we are so lucky to be in this wonderful, fabulous nation. And I really mean that, because my goodness, when you look at the rest of the world, we are really blessed. And there's no question about it. We are blessed. And I want everybody
Amen.
To think about that. Amen is right.
So,
yeah.
what I have to offer is love and light.
And
may
love
you
and
walk,
light
may walk in love and light.
And remember, every breath you take comes from God. So be careful what you think, and be careful what you do, and be careful what you say. Be kind, be loving, and be aware of what's around you. Okay?
Very,
bye-bye.
Very good. Bye.
Bye-bye.